A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Hello, Mary.
I'm sad. I'm sad the 49ers lost.
Ugh, welcome. Welcome to being in a dynasty. Losses, when they come like that, they're not good.
It was hard.
Yeah, but you survived.
I survived. I freaking loved the J-Lo Shakira Super Bowl dance. I like Shakira more than J-Lo. What did you think?
I thought that they both did a fantastic job. J-Lo's 50, Shakira's 43. I thought they both killed it. I have to be honest, in the beginning I was like, what's going on? Like, Shakira, I don't know. But then when they came together at the end, I was obsessed.
Oh, see, I like love Shakira. I saw her live last year, and I was just like, wow. Your hips do not lie. Like, the way she can configure her body, it's, like, crazy. It was provocative, I will say, and I liked it.
I don't even think it was that provocative. Nobody was freaking out when Adam Levine took his shirt off last year.
I think the bondage, the rope was...
That was part of the whole belly dancing thing. Like, that, I think that's her culture. So I actually... Go, Shakira. My friend Shelly, when we were in high school, I was, like, same grade as all my friends, but a year younger. And so I couldn't drive until I was, like, the end of my junior year. So my friend Shelly would pick me up every morning. We'd listen to Underneath Your Clothes by Shakira, like, every day on our ride.
Underneath your clothes, yeah. There's an endless story. Yeah. I love that song. I love Shakira.
Yeah, we'd be...
Did I say I love Shakira?
Love her. Well, I do love her. I just was like, it was kind of one of those things, you know, like when the halftime show comes up and you're kind of like, why Shakira? Like, we haven't heard from Shakira in years, but I thought it was so good. I thought
years. I feel like I've, like, listened to Shakira like a lot. Like, I swear to you, I listen to Shakira once a week. Like, I knew every song she sang.
Yeah, but those songs were all from at least 10 years ago, which is fine. It. It's no big deal. Listen, I'm not saying I don't love Shakira. I'm on your side.
The World Cup song, the Africa one. Oh, I love that one. I listen to that once a week. It's a good, like, build you up, you know?
Is this part of your, like, music video watching?
No, actually, I don't watch her music videos.
Wow.
I should know. You just gave me a good new idea.
Yeah. For those of you, if you don't remember... Up in SF, all of my friends love to pre- and post-game watching music videos. Like, it's so unheard of. Like, not music, but the actual videos.
Yeah, and now the best part is that you can say it into your remote, the voice remotes. It's changed the whole music video game post-parties.
Like, you don't have to try to, like, close one eye while you're trying to type in whatever you're looking for. And I thought, okay, I also loved that Jennifer Lopez's daughter sang... I thought that was so cute.
Yeah, that was cute.
I thought the whole thing, I thought it was a really fun show. And everyone who didn't can, as in the words of Kristen Doty, suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
Women empowerment. Let's try it. Also, we're going to tear down women later, but that's besides the point. Let's build them up right now, okay?
Okay. Who else do we need to talk about?
So there's rumors about a new OC housewife going around. Her name is Elizabeth Vargas.
Now, Vargas, that's definitely a name I've heard of, a Vargas, the Vargases.
Okay.
No, or it's like, no, like.
I mean, I had a PE teacher in high school named Mr. Vargas. Do you think that they're related since I'm from Orange County?
Elizabeth Vargas, like,
do you think maybe it's someone Southern who's saying Las Vargas for Vegas?
Let me look this lady up.
Okay, look her up. Let us know what you're thinking.
No, this just sounds like a familiar name. Okay. Like, I know this name.
Great.
Do you think there's a lot of Elizabeth Vargases?
I don't know. Are there a lot of Mary Mahoneys in the world?
Oh my gosh, so many.
Oh, I bet there's also multiple Mary Catherine Mahoneys.
So many. Mm-hmm. Don't tell people my middle name.
Like you said it multiple times, don't yell at me. There's only one other Courtney Crane in this world.
Lucky.
And she's younger and probably hotter, but, like, that's besides the point.
Is she a founder and CEO, this Elizabeth Vargas lady?
I don't know much detail besides her name. Does this founder and CEO live in Orange County?
There's a good amount of Elizabeth Vargas's.
Okay. I think we'll do some research tonight and then maybe post about it in our stories tomorrow.
Let me go to, you know, who would probably be friends with her? Bronwyn.
Yeah.
Go to Bronwyn's page and then.
Okay.
Guys, this is the sneak around. So I'm going to Bronwyn's page, going to who she follows.
Good call.
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she has a Davis, a Lake. Oh, yep. Elizabeth Vargas. Oh, it was the, okay, so she's the founder and CEO of Edge Music Network.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't know what that is, but it sounds edgy.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds like she probably has some money, which will be interesting since Tamar had none.
But Andy said it best. He said she made her rich.
She made what?
He made her rich, sorry.
Oh, right. Yep. Nope, agreed.
Okay, interesting. I'm not. Oh, is this her family?
I don't know. So what's the Insta handle?
Elizabeth Lynn Vargas.
Okay. So at Elizabeth Lynn Vargas, if you would like to check it out. Also, big news this week, Kim Richards is coming out with a tell-all.
You stole my goddamn house.
And I'm going to steal your goddamn best-selling book. Does Kyle have a best-selling book? Not yet.
Definitely not.
But, like, I'm excited about this. I think
Who do you think her ghostwriter was?
Probably Carol. Carol Rodziwell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably. No, I think Kim has been taking notes all these years. And there's just pages actually, from her diary when she's like,
that's what I was going to say. Like,
chicken salad, no tongs, daughter off to prom.
I do think we'll find out where the dog went.
Yeah,
the
pit Kingsley. Bull.
Yeah.
Dead.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's like, but I want to like know this stuff because she says basically she's like in the synopsis of it, it's like how she was like a doormat for her sisters, how she got like thrust into the spotlight. And let's just say, I'm excited. I'm going to buy this. This is a book I'd love to read for a book club I'm not in.
I also want to read the Jessica Simpson book.
Yes. Oh, yes.
There's so a lot of stuff coming out on that.
Did you also see like the weird interview that happened with Nick and Vanessa?
I did. And Hoda was like, oh, I heard you sent Vanessa or Jessica. I heard you sent Jessica a gift. And then Vanessa's like, what?
And it's like, you know, Nick was probably like, I sent it.
And then she's like, we don't have her address.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sure your PR people can figure it out.
I do feel bad for them, though, like because they're never going to just not get asked about her.
But I don't think, I also think the timing's bad. They're promoting like a Netflix dating show, and Jessica's releasing her book. I actually don't think that they would ask anything about it if this wasn't the same timing, but I assume that there's going to be a lot of revelations about her marriage with Nick. And so it's just like bad timing on their part.
I need an Oprah sit down with Jessica.
Yeah. I need a Danny Pellegrino sit down with Jessica.
That would be magical.
That would be the best thing ever. But we need like we need more Jessica Simpson. She's also like so she's on her book tour right now. Like she's doing all the talk shows and everything. And they posted there's this picture posted of her today in like this patent leather hot pink outfit. And I was like, she looks amazing.
Okay, so I like questioned. I was like, wait, is that a recent picture? Because I feel like I've been seeing interviews and she doesn't look that good. She looks great in that photo.
I think she looks good. And I don't know if you saw the Instagram that I tagged you in, but she talks about how
I did.
That we talk about it on our Patreon when we talk the Newlyweds episode. That's also in our feed, I think, from the beginning of this year, if you don't want to pay for it. But we talk about how people were calling her fat and we're like, man, she's like so tiny in that photo. But she says it like ruined her going on
the
stage.
The mom jades with a leopard belt.
Yes, I love that. I love that like – I love that outfit. I thought she looked great. But it's just so interesting to see, like, I need to read it. I'm going to Mexico City next weekend, and I think that's going to be my plane book.
I like that. That's good. That's a good thing for you.
Yeah. Remember when you were coming to Mexico City?
Let's not talk about it right now.
But do you want to talk about, quickly, guys, we released on our Patreon this week, we did a deep dive into The Killer Inside, Aaron Hernandez, that the docuseries on Netflix.
And then we also, because I'm an investigative journalist and I have journalistic integrity and a lot of other research, aka I Googled shit 30 minutes before we sat down together and did it.
Did she copy and paste the Wikipedia into our notes? She did. Was it helpful?
No,
it was.
No, I didn't. No, I'm I just, didn't. It wasn't Wikipedia. It was many other sources, though.
Either way, I think it's like a interesting episode. Again, if you guys are interested, just going to make a quick plug, patreon.com/twojudgygirls. It's $5 a month. You get at least one bonus podcast. We have a bunch of them up there already. And it's just supporting us in general, too. So if you are so willing, we would love it. If not, that's okay, too. We still love you.
And I would like to talk about more murders. So I'm open.
Yeah. If you guys
to that on Patreon.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that was like a combination of things we love. Me, the Patriots, you, murder. I'd prefer no more Patriots to murder, but if that does happen, I could see another Patreon about it.
I'm hoping to crack another case soon.
Okay. Well, also want to talk about a few shows that I'm getting involved in now that, like, new episodes are back and new seasons are starting. So I'm going to go trash to class.
Okay.
Well, trash. It's all trash. Okay, let's be honest. Okay. So if you guys watched the Super Bowl, did you watch The Masked Singer after?
No.
Okay, you missed out.
I don't like that show.
I've watched the first season, then fell off of it, but this episode was so good, and Lil Wayne was revealed as one of the people. So it's like they got a little bit of high caliber. And I'm 100% positive that the White Tiger is Rob Gronkowski from the Patriots. So I'm hooked. New episodes are Wednesday nights. And then, because our friend works for the production company, Marissa, and then Lego Masters, which is hosted by Will Arnett, and it looks so cheesy. I've already have it recorded on my DVR. I'm so excited to watch it. It's like adults building Legos.
I mean, most adults have to build the Legos for the kids.
Yeah, but it's just they're so into it. Like in the preview, this guy literally just says to his partner, like, "I don't think you understand Legos." And from that line, I was like, I am hooked.
I'm in. I will
be watching. I've talked about it before, but obviously Love Island UK, it's on Hulu now, the new season. You can watch that. But I also started on HBO. They released, I believe, the first episode Monday. I haven't checked. I don't know what the schedule is of releasing, but it's called McMillions, and it's a docuseries.
Oh, about what?
So
now,
you're like, oh, it's
Singer board Lego Masters.
I'm like, oh,
board.
It's reality television. I'm like, but this is a docuseries. It's like with like Lindsay Lohan's show. They called it a docuseries because it was on Oprah's network. It was like, that was trash. Anyways, McMillions is about the Monopoly game at McDonald's.
Oh, I saw the preview for this actually,
and the fraud that had happened behind it. They call it like the biggest fraud you never knew about.
No, because it's like people like Craigslist, like, hey, I got the whatever.
Yeah, like Park Place, which was like, no, there'd be like one Park Place like in the world kind of thing. And this guy worked for, from what I've like, the little pieces that I saw, he worked for the manufacturing company that like did the stickers. And so then he would basically give them to people and then they would like split the return. And then it turned into like this whole business of like selling it, like people would pay to get it, you know, you pay like $10,000 and get like $100,000 back, but then people were losing money. Anyways, seems really cool. I highly recommend. That's like if you want to like have some water cooler talk and talk about something intellectual as opposed to like who poured wine that's on who.
That's kind of more my caliber.
Oh, shut up. Don't ever.
You know, I have to have stuff to talk about in the teacher's lounge, not reveal my true self.
The water cooler with the kindergartners. Like, so did you see who Elmo touched this week?
Stop it.
Himself. He's tickling himself.
Okay.
I thought it was called Touch Me Elmo for a second.
That went too far for me.
No, you took it too far.
I didn't take it anywhere. You talked.
You said no.
Okay. Let's talk about Below Deck.
Okay, so we had two Below Decks this week. We had the finale, and then we had the first episode of Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Okay, did not watch the sailing show. You can fill me in.
No, I have nothing to fill you in on because I got to be honest, guys. I'm not into it.
You're out.
I will watch. It is not appointment television for me right now. Also, Bravo gave us like a lot this week, and we had the no shows on Sunday with the Super Bowl. We didn't have Atlanta. We had two Below Decks. We had a Vanderpump. We had New Jersey and the Summer House premiere. And it's like Shaw's is coming. It's like they're throwing a lot at us.
So I think for me this week, Summer House was my number one.
It was great. I'd say Vanderpump awesome. Too.
Yeah. Vanderpump bored me this week.
Interesting. I was still entertained by it because it felt there was too much of the newbies, but I also felt like there was just enough of like, it felt like classic Vanderpump.
It felt like I was watching two different shows.
100%. We'll get into that too. But so, okay. So we'll go Summer House 1, Vanderpump 2, Jersey Below Deck.
Oh, no. So Summer House 1,
okay.
Jersey 2.
You're going Vanderpump last, aren't you?
Yeah. I was saying maybe. Okay. No, it's in VPR, then Below Deck.
Okay. So let's talk Below Deck though. So it was the finale.
Does Kevin look like Tom Cruise? I don't see it at all.
Did somebody say that?
Oh, the girls on the charter. Like, do you ever get that you look like Tom Cruise?
Oh.
And he's like, yeah.
Oh, like Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder?
I don't know. They thought he looked like Tom Cruise. I couldn't believe how smashed he got. I couldn't believe that he kicked sand in Kate's eyes.
Like, how old are you? Brian redeemed himself this week to me when he told him he needed to apologize.
So did Brian and Courtney bang it out? Or do you think just finger bang? Oh. Finger blasted? Summer House, you guys? If you didn't watch Summer House, you wouldn't get the joke. You gotta watch Summer House.
You gotta watch Summer House this week. And we'll be recapping it, so just watch it anyways. I say no. I feel like he...
No, they didn't finger blast, or no, they didn't have sex?
Both. I feel like they're in high school and they like dry humped.
Wow.
Some like OTPHJs.
Over the pants hand jobs. Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry if you're listening to this with children.
They don't know what that means anyways. It's safe. It goes over their head.
Okay.
This is family friendly, except for the F word.
Mm-hmm. And we mark it explicit, but that's neither here nor there. Do you think that they hooked up?
I hope they did. Come on. They went that whole time. I guess the whole time was only 6 weeks, so.
Yeah.
I love that Kate and Tanner. I don't even know who Connor is. I
love Connor. Kate. There's two Connors on Love Island UK, so don't try to say you're not watching that trash.
I love that Kate and Tanner did not hook up, and then she's like, it's never going to happen. I'm a lesbian now.
Like, Tanner, you had one night that you just didn't have to get wasted. Like, one night, and he's like, I'm choosing the alcohol, man. Like, and he kept, and again, consent is great, but stop asking her questions.
Yeah. Yeah. He really, well, she actually, so I thought it was kind of nasty, him bringing out the cake and the charter guest wasn't there. Like, it seemed like a very awkward moment.
Well, right. Because then she was like, oh, she went to sleep.
Right. Like, I mean, she was definitely playing him.
Yeah, but also I feel like that reflects poorly on her because, like, why wouldn't they communicate that? But I think she just was so over it. It's like the last night, and she's like, fuck you, Kevin.
Yeah. No, she gets down and dirty.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the reunion.
I have not seen a preview for the reunion, though.
There was apparently one after the second Below Deck, but again, I turned it on three different times and I could not get past like the first 10 minutes.
So what was the problem? Like too much acting?
No. So like, I think it's interesting. I think that the stews are all exciting, are going to be like good. Like there's this one that's like kind of like Rocky reminiscent. I want to say her name's Molly, but I think I made that up. So forgive me if you're yelling at this. And I'm glad that Adam's back, but it's like the way that so you have the captain, who I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. I'm going to be really bad with these names because, again, it was, like, really hard for me to focus. But – and then the first mate and a deckhand have been, like, living on the boat and they're dating each other. It's, like, a guy and a girl are dating each other. And so, like, there's this weird, like, relationship with the three of them. And then you bring on all the new people and I'm just – it's not there for me yet.
Okay.
So I have to, like, sit there and watch it for the fourth time. But I like that Adam's back, and I think I want Adam to do well.
I will try to watch it, but sorry, guys. I literally watched Below Deck, Vanderpump Rules, New Jersey, and Summer House all in one sitting this afternoon. So,
oh, and why? Oh, you didn't even tell us why. What did you do yesterday?
Oh, yesterday I went and saw Jackie Schimmel, her live podcast show. Her husband was in the audience and her dad, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I could not say what she said in front of my dad or my husband. Fake it till you make it.
Oh, okay. And that was her first show of her tour, right?
Yes.
Wow, Bethany, wow, you support other women.
I supported other women, and I had a fabulous dinner before with my friends.
Yeah, it looked like a great night. So, it looked really fun.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were asking because I did a bunch of stories from it. So last night I went to the new Britney pop-up museum, the Britney Spears pop-up museum in L.A.
I heard it's $65 a ticket.
Uh-huh. I told you that. Just kidding. Just kidding. kidding. Yes, I actually ended up going for like a work thing, but I hear you, the people yelling at me about Free Britney and the conservatorship. I hear you. I just want to remind you I did not pay for it. Mm-hmm. So in the words of Bethany Frankel, get off my jock. But it was super fun. So they had – like you – as someone who was a big forum commenter on breatheheavy.com, Mary, you would have loved this.
I think I would have thrived in this environment.
You would have loved it. It's so well done. Each room had like a theme based on a song of hers.
Cute.
And then they would like recreate these things, and they had these photo opportunities. And so you had like rooms like Oops, I Did It Again, Baby One More Time.
It's an Instagram influencer's heaven.
Yes, like very much so. And then like the circus one, they had like this ball pit. Okay, guys, if you go, the ball pit is dangerous. It is a little deep. You slip in there. I thought I was going to like drown under the balls. Like, thank God. Ooh. I found my footing. Like, at one point, our friend, like, we were taking a group picture, and then he kind of just slid under. We had to be like, Rico, no! And, like, three of us are trying to grab him. I mean, the guy's, like, 6'5". Like, it just was – we were a little nervous.
I can see how those ball pits could be scary. Like,
you get stuck under them.
You're going to, like, drown.
You really – like, I got stuck under, and I got seriously really nervous because you can't get out. There's too many balls. It's like there's so many balls in front of my face. There goes my social life.
Clueless
reference. But it was super fun. Like, I'm a slave for you room. Like, you could – they shared a toxic room. Like, it was just – like you said.
Toxic, tons of it under.
Yeah, I had – like, you could recreate music videos. My favorite Britney
Spears song of all time is Radar. Okay. It was never really a hit. But that's like my favorite one.
They did not have that room.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
But it was super fun. And I mean, again, I don't know where the money goes. I don't want to like get into the conservatorship of it all. But I thought it was a good time. And
I can't wait for that tell all.
Oof. Do you think that'll happen?
Yeah. I don't know. When she breaks free?
Yeah, when she breaks free. But it was super fun. On a high level there. So nobody yell at me, please, please.
On a what level?
Like on a high level, like at a macro level, like it was a really fun time. So like if you're going to go into like the details of it all, like there's a lot of controversy with it. But if you just wanted to see it as a Britney Spears museum, it was really fun.
Sure. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to kind of launch into Summer House?
Yes. I thought, again, episode of the week for me.
I agree.
I like that we're doing these rankings. I like that our rankings are a little different. It was a welcome back. I got to say, Hannah and Paige, I'm so glad that they're back.
They seem to just really be thriving.
Mm-hmm. They're just like having a good time. Like they were entertaining me completely. I mean, the whole...
They came in as the power couple. They're like, you know what? Screw Kyle and Amanda. It's us now.
So should we talk about Kyle and Amanda, the fact that they are not – just because you're the only couple does not make you the power couple.
I mean, I feel like they're being super honest. Like, this is not working. Like, we don't have sex anymore. I beat off in the bathroom. This has been the most miserable 10 months. Supposedly their wedding venue fell through, and it's like, did they just call it off?
Well, I'm like, if you put a deposit in – that usually secures it so it doesn't fall through.
That whole, like, seems very fishy.
Okay. Controversial question for you. Mm-hmm. Are Kyle and Amanda the East Coast version of Jax and Britney?
Absolutely not. So different.
What I mean, though, is I think Kyle gaslights Amanda a lot. And, like, she just always – and Amanda just seems so 100% committed to him, where he always seems, like, one foot out the door. I like Kyle better as a person than Jax. So, like, personality is aside. But relationship-wise, like, it's really worrisome to me.
No, I just think, like, their relationship is no longer working. And that's why sometimes it's smart to move in with people before you get married. And they're figuring that out.
Yeah, I just was like, oh man. And then I just put in all these factors too of like, okay, the relationship's like not working, right? Like Kyle cheated on you last summer, the venue quote unquote fell through. Like you guys don't like each other, but you have this show that you're both on and neither of you like want to mess that opportunity up too, because I think like Amanda, like Paige, like they're like kind of fashion influencers in this way. And it's like, you can't throw that ticket away. So do you stay together for the show?
I feel like, yes, they're staying together for the show. Okay. I also feel like Kyle's reaction to Hannah and Paige giggling at the table, because he thought they were giggling about, like, the suspiciousness of...
I mean, they were.
Of the wedding getting dropped. Like, his irrational reaction to it says it all.
Right. I agree. But what I loved about that is that Hannah was just as ridiculous in her reaction back when she was like, oh my God, we made Amanda giggle? No! Like, I just thought it was so, like, yes.
Hannah might be a little too cocky this season. Like, she's got her, like, second season.
Yeah. But I thought, I really enjoyed her this season. I thought comparatively, like when I think about like Danielle, when she came back for her second season last season, like 5 minutes in, it's like, oh my God, get Danielle off my screen. I actually really like Hannah.
She's grown on me, I would say. I'm curious, she's full blown flirting with this Luke guy from Minnesota who is a total smoke show.
But, okay, I know he says he's from Minnesota and that's where the accent's from, but also where's the accent from? He goes so in and out of it that I'm like, you're literally from Ireland.
She said that.
No, I know. I mean, I know, but it's like, I'm listening to him and I'm like, okay, I understand you. Then I'm like, I have not heard. I'm like, I think Luke needs captions.
Oh, I can definitely understand him.
Okay. I also thought it was funny, too, the way that they introduced. So it was like Luke knows Kyle through some people. And Jules knows Hannah. But then Hannah at the dinner table was like, I'd like to get to know Jules more.
She seems like she's not going to fit in.
Oh, I think so. I think she's kind of like a Paige Jr. Like, she's like a – like, she'll never be Paige. But, like, I feel like they would get along really well.
And Paige is going to suffer this summer because she doesn't want to be in the Hamptons. She wants to be with Perry and his pizza place.
Okay, so I need to know what's going on with them now because I went on Instagram. The last picture they both posted is from November of last year of each other.
Ooh.
It's his last photo. So it's his last photo on Instagram is this November photo of the two of them.
You don't think she has to do her nails in 2020?
Well, I don't know.
Is that what you're trying to say?
She's still following him, but she hasn't posted a photo of him since November, but she's posted like probably 50 other photos.
Okay. This is a fun fact.
So we're on Perry Watch.
Okay. Perry Watch. Mm-hmm. And then it's really interesting, this whole Lindsay Carl love finger banging situation, okay. Which how do you finger bang without kissing?
Well, I don't think you have to kiss.
No, I mean, but don't first you kiss and then it, like, I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe, okay, so go with me on this, okay?
It just seemed like it was really like the only thing they did that night was finger bang.
Yeah, but go with me on this is how it happened, okay?
Okay.
Lindsay goes into the bathroom. She's like, ow, God, I'm going to a party. She sticks an enema up there. She's like, Carl, help, I can't find the enema. Please come fish it out.
Like a Shannon Bedore, David Bedore situation?
Exactly. And the whole time it was in the toilet. So he finger banged her because he was like, oh, let me see if I can get the enema. It seems like he put it in the wrong hole anyways. He couldn't find it, but that's why they weren't making out. It was purely for medical reasons.
Okay. Also, fair.
They're like 35. Why are they finger banging?
I think they have sex. Okay. I also can't tell. Okay. Do they really like each other?
No. Storyline.
Storyline.
I think it's a storyline. They're not together now.
Carl has hooked up with Danielle, Workus, Paige, now Lindsay. Like, he can't not hook up with someone in the house.
Okay. Now go with me on this one. Is Carl the Sheena of the East Coast? Because Lindsay is his best friend.
Yes, I can totally see that. That jives with me.
And Carl and Sheena have hooked up. Which is okay, Sheena, because we still love you.
Yeah, unblocked 2020. Keep this unblocked.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Sheena was just counting his balls for him.
One, two, three.
Maybe. I'm just saying, like, it's weird because I see, like, they're doing some good acting for me because I'm like, okay, I could see it. It looks good.
I think they do love each other.
Yeah.
And then it's like they get hammered enough to just hook up too.
Right. Like, they seem like also, like, we keep seeing them, like, hug each other and this whole thing. And I also want to commend Lindsay because Lindsay looks great this season. I think she got her boobs fixed, which was, like, a hot subject of, like, last summer. But she looks – I think Lindsay looks amazing. Like, they all – first off, they all look amazing. Like, when Lala told Vanderpump Rules – when Lala told Vanderpump Rules, like, you guys are not working on your summer bodies, like, Summer House took it to heart and was like, we never want Lala to say that to us.
No, they – I was very jealous of everyone's bathing suits.
They just – they all look like dreams.
Bathing suits, bodies.
Yes. Well, I love their bathing suits, too. They all looked great. They all looked wonderful. And I'm like, I thought this season was just, I was laughing too because they all arrive on like a Friday night. They don't sit down to dinner till like 10:15 p.m.
It's just different in the East Coast though. It's like California, it's like you start happy hour right away and you're in bed by 10 o'clock.
Yeah. But I thought, I just was laughing because all of a sudden it went to like, there was a scene where like Kyle's yelling at everyone and then he like goes outside to grab something from the car and comes back and is so drunk. I'm like, where, how, what? Like, what's going on? How'd he get so drunk?
Rosé all day, love a boy, White Claws.
But why are they not drinking Lover Boy? They're drinking, like, Truly.
They were drinking White Claws.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought I saw Truly cups, but or Truly cans.
I'm surprised they can show the alcohol brands on camera.
Well, maybe that's why they're not drinking Loverboy. Maybe I remember, like, in an early season of them, too, they showed a bunch of Whispering Angel, which made me think that, like, Whispering Angel was kind of sponsoring them. So maybe, like, White Claw is sponsoring them.
Perhaps.
I would love to be sponsored by White Claw, if you're listening.
I had some on Sunday.
Nice. What flavor?
Oh, black cherry always. Yeah.
I'm a black cherry or raspberry kind of girl.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I get annoyed at the variety packs. I'm like, I don't want the grapefruit that like messes up my LaCroix taste because I like grapefruit LaCroix. And then lime, it's like I can have a vodka soda if I'm going to have lime.
Yeah, it's like don't give me a Starburst package with the yellows or the oranges.
Oh, pink forever.
Pink and red always. Like I don't want the Skittles
now,
with the purple.
Now they have the favorites.
Oh, I know.
The Starburst.
The fruit punch flavor from the tropical package. Yes, please. But I guess we've gone off tangent. I think that this is going to be a good cast. I also think it's like so funny too when Kyle is like, yeah, like one, it's interesting they brought in another girl. Because again, they did five girls and five.
They didn't need the other girl.
Right. I'm saying, like, I thought they maybe should have done... Well, one, it could have been, like, the Real World. Remember, like, every season when you watch the Real World, you're like, are there four girls and three guys or four guys and three girls? There's seven people in this house.
Which one's the virgin? Which one's gay? Which one's the Christian?
Yeah, I was just counting the boys and girls, though, which I was relating to this show, too. Like, another season of just three guys. They could have done four guys.
I'm excited for, like, Danielle to do some appearances and Jordan makes an appearance.
Ugh.
The Southern Charmers make an appearance.
Do we need all these extra people to show up, though?
Oh, I like the, like, crossover with, like, VPR and Summer Charm.
That's the spinoff show, Summer Charm.
Summer Charm, just renamed it.
Yeah, well, I said this in a story once too, though, but somebody was like, you know, what do you think about the crossovers? And I was like, what if instead of Real Housewives All-Stars, because they don't seem to be giving us that, like, start off with
That's
Southern
what they're
Charm.
Announcing at Voldemort.
What?
They're going to announce it at Voldemort next year.
What, the younger people spinoff? Like a challenge spinoff?
Yeah.
But I think that they should start with, like, Summer House, Southern Charm, and, like, Vanderpump.
Actually, yeah, no, I completely agree. Shep would be very good. Not the athletic ability.
The politicking, though?
The politicking, the puzzles, the problem-solving aspects.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. And then they just go and get wasted at night.
Yes, and then they hook up with each other. Yeah. And then there's, like, lines to be crossed because it's like, am I going to vote off my girl?
Mm-hmm. And the answer is probably yes.
No,
get that
alliances.
Dead weight. Get the dead weight off. I think it actually be. I actually prefer this now.
I'd rather wait for them to make this. They're going to definitely take your idea, so get ready for it.
I know. It's fine. You know. I got all the ideas. It's fine. But I'm excited for Summer House. I'm glad it's back. I think, yes, I don't think we need Jules, but I think Jules will still be a good addition.
I look forward to it all. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about Vanderpump Rules?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
I do want to talk about Vanderpump Rules.
So I think I was like kind of like done with the Bachelor and Bachelorette Party. Was this like our third episode of it?
Yes.
So I think it was like, I'm like, wait, we're still in Miami? That's, I think, how I was feeling as I was watching this.
I get that. It seems like they dedicated basically like a day for each episode. What did you think about? So we come back basically to Kristen and Stassi and Katie all kind of fighting at Katsuya, which they go to here. So it's like funny that they had to go to in Miami as well. And Brittany's like, this got negative very fastly.
No one corrected her.
And then later in the episode too, when did you hear what she's like, I don't want drama.
Drama.
Yeah, I was like, what? You can't blame that on your accent.
Okay. I was like, I'll give her the drama thing. Like, no. That was an accent slurring. But the fastly?
No.
No, that was a hard no for me.
Yeah.
And then also, what was like Katie talking about? So basically like Kristen like says, well, you know, I was there for you when Tom was fucking around on you. And then Katie was like, I mean, it's like apples and oranges, but it's like Kristen and Carter aren't cheating.
Yeah, I don't know. I also think it would be like, I feel like Kristen was also talking about like after they were married. Like
could be very well could be,
or maybe she's talking about when they were all in Mexico on that trip and Tom just accidentally ended up at a different resort.
Could be as well.
I'm just saying there's a lot of like Tom has been suspect.
He's like Kyle. He just blacks out and doesn't know what he did.
Oh, that's acceptable then. I don't remember. It didn't happen. Okay.
Doesn't count because I wasn't coherent.
I gotta say, though, did not enjoy the men as old men.
Okay.
And why did only four of them get to do it?
At first, I was like, okay, like this could be kind of funny. And then I was just like, I need them to stop dressing up. Like... I was just kind of like grossed out. Actually, I was really grossed out by these old men. And they just full on had personalities for these guys. Like Maurice as Sandoval, Nico from Greece as Schwartz, and Bo sweet as Luke. Luke seems like not that bad of a guy.
Well, Luke, my name is Luke and I like shoes. That's your personality. I was like, I guess that's kind of Stassi's personality too. Her name's Stassi. She likes shoes and ranch.
Yeah, like that was okay for me. But then like Jax was way too into it. Like he's okay. Like, yeah, I can't wait to be old and have all the excuses. Like I can do whatever I want.
Okay, his description. He was Hal. And Hal owns strip clubs in Fort Lauderdale. But he's also just a really cool guy. And I'm like, oh my God, Jax, you're right. He wants his to dream. Be Hal. Yeah.
His dream.
Like to own strip clubs with an oxygen tank and wander around. And then again, though, we didn't see Peter. Peter didn't get to dress up. We didn't see Jax's brother-in-law.
Like, I was confused why they couldn't take it off themselves. Like, why did they have to sleep in it? Like, the next morning, I was like, oh my God, like,
I feel claustrophobic.
The nightmare that is that, like, that they slept in that? Why couldn't they? I mean, well, Jack started taking it off with a butter knife.
Again, with a butter knife. Every single franchise here is really rocking butter knives. We got, like, Jen, we got Candace, now we got Jax and a butter knife.
Craig. His poor hand. That wall got him.
That got the best of him. Man. But
seriously, why couldn't they just,
I think it was adhered on, like, I think it just required, without, I think it was more like, without it ripping your skin off, like, we need to take it off. We've adhered it so much. Like, I assume it's like movie makeup, basically.
Right.
But I just thought it was like,
it was really funny that the girls, like, right away they knew it was him.
Do you think,
like,
it's because there were cameras with them?
It would have been really funny if, like, for some time they didn't think it was them.
Yeah, maybe if there were no cameras on them. Like, if I was hanging with my girlfriends and there's cameras on us, and then I saw another camera crew with four old men, I'd probably be like, hey, I know that camera guy because he works with us.
Right.
This must be them.
And I feel like they were ruining the girls' time. Like, those girls were getting nasty and down and having fun.
Ariana was not paying her mortgage.
No, she was letting all the ones go to the strippers.
Okay, I recorded it and I haven't posted it yet. But there's a stripper just takes Britney's boobs and basically ups and downs, like, hits her in the chin with them multiple times. Like, and I was like, all I could think of in the background was like, money can't buy your class. As her, like, boobs are just flipping in her face.
I was shocked because we know Jax paid for those boobs and they moved so much. Mm-hmm. That was the most shocking part of this episode for me, the movement of her boobies.
Mm-hmm. Bags of sand. But I thought that they were all having fun in the strip club too. Like, yeah, you're totally right. Like, the guys coming, like, ruined the vibe of it all.
And then, like, Tom Schwartz, like, stripping for Katie and those, like, tidy whiteys, like, meh.
But did you also notice too, this is the same club that Bronwyn took the girls in Orange County to, 11,
when she got her Camille grandma on. You were so correct. It's just like they can only film in three places in Miami, so
It's like Katsuya. They've got, like, a deal with, like, the, like, whatever group runs Katsuya, you know. It's like,
totally,
like, they're like, yeah, well, any town we go to, we'll go to Katsuya for sure.
Yeah.
And then at the strip club too, it's like, Katie's like, hey, Tom, are you having a good time? Cause I'm about to ruin it and talk some shit of Kristen about how she's cut. So get those titties out of your face. It's time to talk to your wifey.
I also don't know, like, whose side I'm on even. Like, I guess I'm on Stassi and Chris, Stassi.
I say there's three sides now.
Okay, I would say, can I say my sides that I'm on?
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think before you have to decide if it's Stassi and Katie, you can put three sides.
So I think I'm on Bose.
On Bose, okay.
Tom Schwartz.
Okay.
And it was interesting at the end of the episode how, mm-hmm. like, Stassi was like, I'll always be your best friend. So it seems like Katie's the one that's, like, drawing the line with Kristen.
Yeah.
Well, and she literally said that, I'll show her how to take a break from someone. I'll take a break from her.
Like, okay. That's why I was saying the three sides when it came to Katie, Kristen, and Stassi. Like, Katie's, like, the harsh one. Stassi's like, I'm frustrated, but again, I'm going to be your friend. And then I think Kristen is just... I thought Stassi made a really good point of, like, you want to be with Carter, just be with Carter.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, I thought, like, you know.
Let's not fake this.
Right. And it's like, instead of, and Kristen, but Kristen knows she's in the wrong. It's like, when you have to lie for someone, again, like, you know you're lying because they're not the right person. But, like, you're not in the pregnancy pact with these people. Like, there's a lot of Stockholm syndrome that's going on. And I just think that Kristen needs to learn that she can't tell them everything.
I thought it was smart that Kristen went to the pool, did the pool day, and let them have the beach day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Brittany was, like, sad about it.
Well, then those heads came out of her, and she just was screaming uncontrollably, so it was, like, fine.
Wait, what?
When, not talking heads, poster heads? poster had came out, Brittany like literally lost her mind. It was a great photo of her, by the way.
It was a great photo of both of them. I was like, wow, okay. If you guys could always look like that, that'd be great for you. They were like so enamored with themselves too. Like Brittany knew it was a good photo of her.
Brittany was like, I'm so lucky I get to meet, to marry my beer cheese loving husband and
my toes sucking, dirty feet licking. Rotten hail.
How did I get so lucky?
We're getting married in 24 days. Like, we know, but it's like, please don't make it four episodes between, like, how many? We had an episode for each day in Miami. Like, please, please do not make us sit through 24 episodes before we get to the wedding.
I think we'll get a two-episode wedding. So we're finally going to get the return of James Kennedy. Quite frankly, I've missed him. We got to see Raquel this week be a waitress and give out an espresso martini. That was like her one line. Here's your espresso martini.
She's like, hey, you guys, careful because one of the coffee beans in the espresso martini is my eyeball.
I think you need but to like...
But I don't know which one it is because I can't see.
I drink espresso martinis.
I love them. They're so good.
I didn't know there was vodka in them.
What made you think it was?
I don't know. I never really thought about it. Because it doesn't taste like vodka.
No, it's like a chocolate dream.
Yeah.
No, they're so good. I love an espresso martini. And then they put like three coffee beans on it. Or in Raquel's case, one of her eyes.
I think Below Deck made those drinks hot.
Well, so they're also very, it's very common in Europe.
Oh, okay.
So espresso martinis and the porn star drink I found are very popular in Europe.
What's the porn star drink?
I don't know exactly what it is, but it's delicious. It's like this sweet cocktail. It's so good. Like, they're dangerous. I feel like it's, like, mango-y. Gosh, you'd have to Google it right now. If you just look up on your phone, it's not NSFW, just Google porn star liquid and see what pops up.
No, I'm
just kidding. But do porn star martini, I think.
This feels like a trap.
But I think it's really a porn star martini. I'll Google it, okay? If anything happens to me, please find my phone and delete all of my past history.
So the big thing too is like, so we basically watched a separate show of basically what happened back in LA.
Can we talk about before we go to the B team? Can we finish the Miami thing? Because I want to say that I think if it doesn't work out with Sheena's boyfriend, that she should date Peter.
Peter.
I loved him.
I thought it was really funny that they were sharing a room together. And then I never really thought about this. I love how Peter had a shower cap. Like, he didn't want to wash those locks.
I got to straighten it.
I hate washing my hair.
Do you have a shower cap?
Are you joking? I have seven. There's specific ones that I love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. Porn Star Martini uses passion fruit, absolute vanilla vodka, a passion drink liqueur, vanilla sugar syrup. So it's really good.
Ooh, it doesn't sound good.
No, I promise you, it's delicious.
Last night I was having vodka martinis with like cheese.
Blue cheese olive. Or the blue cheese olives.
The blue cheese olives.
But the blue and cheese then it was coming
like
out.
Blue cheese water.
Oh. Yeah, you had teeny time. Teeny time is always a good time.
Teeny time's fun.
Okay, so let's go back over to.
But the, like Dorinda said,
two teenies.
They're like boobs. Yeah. You can't have over two teenies.
Yeah, like three is too many. Yeah, two is three just is too, right.
Yep. I had two. I stayed at my limit.
Good for you.
And I had a morning recovery when I came home. It's a true story.
Okay, let's go to the B team. So we're back at Sir.
I was annoyed of them this week. The whole, like, Danica, the Sir manager, telling Dania about Adriana. I'm like, oh my God, these names are just crazy.
First off, I want to tell Danica, you need to warm your hair up. It is too ashy. You look like the Crypt Keeper, and you could be a very pretty girl.
I do not like Danica.
No, I don't. I agree. I think she's trying to get screen time. I also am like, why is she the manager at 22?
She told us she just graduated college.
Yeah. Why is she the manager? And did you know that Max is the manager at Tom Tom? And if you want to get petty, I'll like not let you in. I'm not going to get petty, but if I need to, I'll get petty. And his like turquoise rings are flashing. I'm like, you are not hot.
He literally said, they are servers and I'm a manager.
And so is Dania. She's a server. Dania is literally practicing her flashcards with you. Fuck boy.
I really like Dania. Yeah.
So it's just Dana, but again, Dania is fine.
Dania, she makes me proud and I can't believe she hasn't.
No.
I like her a lot, and I can't believe she hasn't fished out Max's BS yet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I like Dania, but the fact that she's like, but it's going to be different with me and Max. And it's like, oh, no, it's not.
Do you think Max fucked Andreana's best friend on her birthday? I do.
Why are people fucking him? I don't understand it. Like, Brett, who I also don't find attractive, I would hook up with him way before I would ever touch Max. I feel like Max is really saying, like, he's part owner of Tom Tom. He's saying completely something to lure these girls in. Or, like, I'm going to be on the next season of Vanderpump Rules. So, like, if you hook up with me and we, like, this is a relationship, like, you could be on screen. Like, he's probably something slimy like that.
I agree with that. I like that LVP likes Dania as well. And I thought she did a great job serving her.
Did you like her LVP's hat?
I actually did. I'm not joking. I was like, that's like her look. She's so regal.
The diamond-encrusted pillbox hat?
She's just regal. She's so British to me. She's never had good style. But like, that's like something I could get behind.
True. I guess. I just, to me,
like, it didn't look cheap to me, like all her other stuff.
It did not, or did,
she literally wears satin tops. Like, how many satin tops does the woman own in magenta, purple, and pink?
A lot. She gets them specially made. They all have her initials embroidered into the cuff of the sleeve.
And they're ruffled.
Yeah. And like, Jiggy's still alive.
Now, so that's good. You mean the cologne of him? That's the cologne version now.
It's Giggy.
Yeah.
It's like GIF or JIF. It's like, that was Jiggy. This is Giggy. I just, for me, it's, so in the beginning of the season, and you tell me how you feel. In the beginning of the season, they introduced, and it was like, oh, cool, we need new people. Now I'm like, oh, I really wish they did a spinoff and they were two different shows.
I think they did a bad job for this episode because it was too separate. Like, we're still in Miami. And then it was like, oh, let's bring them back in.
Now, would you watch? So if you had an hour of Vanderpump Rules and it's the OGs, and then let's just do 30 minutes right after. So from like 9 to 10:30, you're watching the OGs and then you're getting the new version. Would you sit there for an hour and a half? Because I would.
I mean, when I absolutely.
Yeah.
That's not that hard for me to do. I just watched 5 hours of television straight.
I just took
notes on it. So, like, that's not hard for someone like me.
Yeah. I just think, like, they keep saying, like, oh, well, Vanderpump Rules work so well because they were all friends in the beginning. It's like, yeah, but they've ventured out so much that you could just do a spinoff of Tom Tom. It doesn't matter if they're friends or not, there's already the background of.
I'm kind of excited to see, like, next week, like, LVP calling out Sheena about her being jealous of Dania.
And I'm not jealous.
I know. Like, so, like, I like that element that the new people bring out.
I guess. And I mean, honestly, Sheena could star in that show. She
could be the head bitch in charge.
Yeah.
HBIC.
She needs a little bit of work because she's trying to be Stassi and she's not, but that's okay. We still love you. But I think she jives more with that group, the new people. Like, she should be, you know, it's like Saved by the Bell, the new class, and Screech stayed back.
Yes.
Like, Sheena is Screech.
That's your totally right.
Not looks.
I was, like, just thinking I could do a story tomorrow, like, Sheena and Screech, like, how they're, like,
yeah.
Then she might unblock us.
Just make sure you say
us.
It's from you and not me.
No, I'm not going down that hole.
But Sheena is Screech. And she would take the new class. You know, she could even be Belding, honestly. And no, Lisa, I guess, is always Belding.
Great.
Hey, what is going on here? Like, we're all fucking each other, Lisa.
So then, okay, who's Zach Morrison? Is it
Janice? First up, it's Zach Morris. How dare you add the sun on it?
Wow. Who is Zach Morris?
In the new class?
No.
Oh, in the old class?
Yeah.
Oh,
is it Jax?
Yeah.
I think it is. And like Stassi is Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
And then I would say is Katie Jesse?
She's so excited. No, that's definitely Kristen.
Okay.
Definitely.
So Lisa Turtle is Katie. Lisa Turtle's Katie, yeah.
Yeah, they had fashion choices.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, Sandoval would be Slater. And then Brittany is like Tori.
Oh, that was Tori spelling, right?
No, Tori was like the motorcycle jacket. You know, like she'd take Kelly's place.
Wait, Tori and dated Tori spelling was like that.
Violet.
Yes.
Yes. I loved Saved by the Bell. Yes. So, like, that's Violet. And then, I mean, Sheena is Screech again, but like.
Yeah. Remember the wedding episode when they went to Vegas to get married?
Yeah. And I cut my hair like that after Kelly Kapowski's bob.
There was like this montage that they played in it that I would like watch a lot. Yeah.
I mean, the college years. Memories. You know they're doing a remake of the show.
Oh, I don't like these remakes. Write some new stuff, people.
Time out! Jax would love to say time out.
Yes.
Time out. Gotta fuck Faith in front of the old lady. Time in.
That is a good analogy.
Okay. Before we move on from Vanderpump, we have to discuss the fight in
between the Tom and Tom.
Old man makeup, because it was like so ridiculous.
Okay, it actually did make sense to me though. He's like, the reason behind the fight was that they were not serving food at the event. And so Tom Sandoval, who has all the attention to detail, is pissed at that. And that was like the missing link.
So what I thought,
I'm sorry, but.
It's so true, because I noticed that he had done that like last week with Stassi. And then when Tom called it out, I was like, oh, that's interesting. But so I even took that the point of it further, because I think when Tom Schwartz finally said like, hey, I will admit like I'm a big picture person. And I'm like, this is so true. The reason their relationship works so well is that Sandoval is like super in the weeds, knows all the details about everything. While Tom Schwartz is like big picture, like, yeah, we can do this, like flashy, like, sure, why not? And like never really puts the effort into the details. So when he was
you are Sandoval and I am Schwartz. And that's why this team works.
Yes. Yeah. So I thought it was just interesting when he was like, he wasn't expecting Schwartz to do it like because he normally doesn't. So he's freaking out. Granted, again, he took it out on Stassi and that was wrong. But he was like, no, you didn't go through like this checklist basically that we do. You just said, okay. And he's like, I could handle it. And he's like, you probably could, but if history says anything, you won't. So that's always why I freaked out.
Always the butt.
Oh, come on. No. No. But I thought it was like really well that they're the couple I root for the most on the show.
They figure it out. They love each other. They're they're a strong team. It's Tom and Tom. What would Tom be without Tom,
if you will? Tom squared? They would just be one lonely Tom. Just a peeping Tom. Time out.
People never saw Saved by the Bell. They have no idea.
If you haven't watched Saved by the Bell, it's on Hulu. Everyone's watching. Go do it. And if you want a certain episode, just go to the one where they have to do their dates over, and Slater strips down to like a full body leotard and does a ballet dance for Jesse.
When I wake up in the morning and no. Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, you can do the Hot Sunday with like 3, 2, 1, kick. And there is Jesse and Kelly and Lisa, and they're the girl band. Honestly, there's so many good episodes. Just do yourself a favor and go watch them all.
I got it.
Anything else you'd like to discuss? I will mention one last thing too. In Miami at the party, one, I thought it was funny that Stassi wore a white dress to the last night.
I did not notice that.
She did. It was like an oversized like men's shirt dress. And I feel like Brittany is someone who would be like, it doesn't bother me, y'all. And she's like, why the fuck is she wearing what? Being ass. You're from Kentucky. You're an ass girl. What the fuck? Sassy. It's okay. Oops, I spilled my red wine. Now you got a tie-dye dress. Oh, how'd that happen? Oh, I don't even know. But then they got like a fog machine.
Yes.
And that was like cracking me up when I thought it was a fire extinguisher at first. Like when Schwartz started spraying them with this fog.
I hate those things.
Me too.
They're scary.
Yeah. Anything else you want to mention about Vanderpump Rules?
No, underwhelmed. Now I want to talk about Jersey.
Okay.
I think I might have been I was cranky watching it.
You had to just watch 5 hours of television. So
no, but Jersey, I was all in. I am really deeply involved with the Giudice, whatever their last name is, story. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot believe the prison let them in. I mean, clearly they're very high-profile people. They know exactly who they are. Joe Gorga sends a picture. I can't believe they didn't have to, like, fax something or...
Mm-hmm. Now, I will take back what I said last week, because last week I said, oh, she for sure has her wallet and it's in a different bag. This took it a step further.
Also, where did she leave her license?
But here's what was, like, killing me. Like, this is so Teresa where you're just watching the wheels turn in her head. Like, instead of, like, she's like, oh, Dolores is like, she's like, okay, I'm going to call them. And they're like, okay, you can take a picture. We'll decide here. So then she calls Joe and she's like, hey, Joe. Yeah, I'm not doing so well. Yeah, it's like, you should be like, hey, Joe, I need you to go to my house right now. I lost, like, it took her so long to tell him that she had left her wallet. And I was like, hurry up, Teresa. Tell him to run to your house. Also, why aren't you calling Nono, who's at the house, or one of the other girls who is home? Why is Joey Gorga driving to your house to go get your wallet? And how do you forget your wallet? Like,
Sometimes, because I, like, will change purses a lot.
Yeah.
That's why I got my cards are on the back of my phone now, so then I just, like, don't have to think about it.
That's smart.
Which is also super dangerous. If I lose my phone, I lose a lot of things at the same time.
That happened like to me once.
Credit card, debit card, and ID. So I live a risky life.
That happened to me at a bar. And I had to stay till the bar closed so that I could search the ground for it.
Did you find it?
I did. But I mean, I was like, okay, I don't have a credit card. I don't have a phone. I can't call an Uber. I can't even, like, I can't do anything because I don't, and I can't pay anyone to take me somewhere because I don't have a card. It was like, talk about feeling, yes. But I do the same. I have a backpack for work and I have a purse that I take out. So I try to just put my purse in my backpack so the wallet is always in there.
Yes.
But now with Apple Pay on your phone too, it's very lovely. I scan that a lot.
I don't do that.
Oh.
I should.
Well, you should do that. Either way, it's just that, like, out of all the things to remember for that day, I also thought it was interesting, too, that neither of the girls had, like, asked her if she had her wallet. Like, Gia's 18. Like, I always ask my mom, like, do you have everything?
Oh, I never do that.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Interesting.
Also, Teresa, you're the mom. You should, like, come on. That seems like... Maybe she's just overwhelmed that morning.
Maybe it was a Freudian thing, and she was like, I really don't want to see him.
So they hadn't seen him in 4 months. They said he looked really skinny, really worn out. They were, like, sad because they couldn't touch him. He was behind the glass. And then I just thought it was so interesting that he called him, like, right away. Like, how are you guys doing after the visit? And so Gia really is just like, no, he needs to keep fighting. And I think Teresa's just waiting for Gia to say, like, it's time for him to go. Yeah.
I will give Teresa that, because when she even called the jail, she's like, I don't, like, she basically was like, I don't even care if I see him or not. Like, it's for my daughters.
It's for my daughters.
Yeah, for my daughters. Okay. I thought it was interesting to see Dolores' daughter. We only see Frankie Jr. usually.
So this is Gabby that is going to vet school abroad.
My cousin went to that same vet school.
That's so random.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's like a big vet school. Like, there's only like one vet school there, the BVIs. Okay. So, but I thought it was funny because I was like, oh, St. Kitts. Like, yeah, that's where my cousin went too.
That's really random. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we also got a little bit more into Dolores's thinking. Like, she's called herself a realistic pessimist. She wants Dr. David to propose to her and ask her to move in, but it's like she doesn't want to ask him because she kind of already knows the answer. And mm-hmm. we reported that they were broken up recently. After the reunion, I saw David, Frank, and Dolores all out to dinner together. So I'm curious.
You saw them?
On Instagram.
Oh, I was like, what the hell? I was so confused.
No, I didn't see them at all.
Oh, so no, you saw them in a picture. Okay.
Instagram story.
Oh, I was like, wow. Yeah. I wonder if they like, do you think they've like rekindled something?
Yes.
Or do you feel like Dolores is like friends with all of her exes?
Well, clearly she's good friends with a lot of her exes. But maybe he came around and said, hey, I want you to live with me. I don't even know if she really wants to live with him. It's like she wants to be asked to live with him.
I always consider it's like, I never want to go out, but I want to be invited so I can say no.
Yeah.
Like she even said, she's like, I don't really want to sell this house. Like, I think she really does like living with Frank. And I think she just thinks like that by moving in with him, they're like, that's the next step. And I think she wants that life.
Yeah.
But I think she really wants it with Frank.
Why can't they just hook up already?
I know. And I got to say, though, Dolores in her interview look with the brown hair looks...
I like that straight look.
She is one of the most... When she goes from, like, nothing to glam, like, stunning. Like, I think Dolores is so pretty, but when she, like, really, like, does her hair and makeup and, like, dresses up, like, she's... I'm always, like, amazed with how good she looks.
I thought Marge was slaying in that black dress with the gold shoulder pads this weekend, showing off her boobies.
Did you think she was wearing Skims, Kim Kardashian's line?
She very well could be, and if she is, like, I need to go get them at Nordstrom's today.
Yeah, because they just released it at Nordstrom today via Northwest. But my friend has them, and she, every time I'm like, whoa, like, sorry to, like, your boobs look great. She's like, Skims. I'm like, what? What?
Maybe we need to get this.
I think we need to get...
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom. And it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Skims. Okay. I think we need them.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you about this because I was like, man, Jennifer really is such new money. When they went out on their date and they pulled up in that yellow car, I was like, what the hell is this car? I bet it's expensive, but it's the cheapest expensive because it's yellow.
Why? She looks like she was wearing like a wedding dress. Like that dress was so odd to me. And I feel like they kept on being like, yeah, it's a date night. I felt like they were also at brunch. Like yeah. He ordered a Bloody Mary. Like they were trying to pretend like they were on a date night, but it was like a Tuesday at 9 a.m. You know?
Well, because this date night wasn't going to end in sex because they don't have sex.
I actually do think like when Joe Gorga said,
you need to strip your wife.
Yeah, I think Joe Gorga, I love the man.
Took a little too far.
He took a little too far this week for me.
I agree. I liked when Bill walked away on that one.
Straighten out your wife. You need to give her more sex.
That was so like, you know, Joe does all these motivational quotes on Instagram now. And you know he's like doing it through Instagram stories too because it's like all the Instagram fonts.
Yes, yes.
You know? And I always like laugh because I'm like, can you just read them once? There's literally something wrong with every single one that he posts. Whether it's like a misspelling, the wrong use of there, no apostrophe, like no comma, like every time there's something wrong. And he's all about like women empowerment on Instagram. He's like, you better straighten out your wife. And I'm like, okay. I was like, but Joe, you are 5'4".
Even like, in his confessional this week, he was like a real man. Like he went to Teresa and because Teresa said, you know, like Joe basically said like, I feel nothing for you. Like, go find someone else. And then Joe Gorga was like, well, you know, I never really thought you guys had a good relationship. He's an arrogant, tough guy. And then he's like, a real man says, I love you. You're beautiful. You're amazing. Because he's totally trying to, like,
take his
180 and, like, yeah, female empowerment. Like, I'm so proud of Melissa for Envy now when, like, two seasons ago he was like, women don't work.
They stay in the kitchen.
Yeah. And now this week he's like, he had some kitchen quote this week. What was it?
Was it to Antonia?
Men who say women belong in the kitchen obviously don't know what to do with them in the bedroom. That was an inspirational quote.
Get the poison out and put it into my wife.
So funny.
I don't want to be poisoned. I want my wife to be poisoned.
He has never liked anything of us.
I'm so sorry for you. Like, you would think he'd know about the fall video by now.
One time he posted it, but it wasn't my version because we know my version because I giggle. I snort in it.
I think he just posts it like 10 times in a row and tag him a million times and just hope that he sees it.
I'll try. Fall Down Friday. Although I keep on forgetting about Fall Down Friday. Sorry, guys.
This wasn't the best episode for Joe. What would cure it is if he was making octopus. Also, we got yelled at a lot. We get it. Calamari is squid. It's not octopus.
Yeah, I've had both.
I know, but we had said calamari for dinner, and then people have felt the need to correct us about our squid etiquette. Sorry.
You know what? If Nono wants to wake up and make me squid, I'm down.
Mm-hmm. He could also make me octopus.
No, octopus.
You can get it at Whole Foods. You get a whole one at Whole Foods. Okay. So I also really liked – okay. So I'm going to say controversial – last week, I loved that Jackie gave us so much about the eating disorder. I'm done with it now. I felt like we left that on a high there, and now this week we're talking about it again. But I do really like her relationship with her dad being like, you're still my baby. I love my baby.
The dad cracks me up. Like, let's like just talk about his outfit. Ray-Bans, like a matching red basketball shorts and t-shirt, and then like a fedora. And then he also
suffers, tall socks.
He suffers from eating disorder as well. Mm-hmm. Like, so he had lap band surgery a la Caroline Manzo's daughter. And he hasn't had a pork chop or lamb chop in 9 years.
Or steak. He doesn't eat protein.
Yeah.
He has mashed potatoes.
Weighs himself every morning.
Yeah, he has mashed potatoes in his fridge and that's it. Also, I want those girls to come over and organize my house for me.
I know. Me too.
I thought that was really great. And I was like, how come we're not we advertise everything on these shows. The one thing I want, we're not advertising.
I want it to.
But I'm so curious too, because it's like, people are saying Jackie is so rich and he's like, oh, I'm so glad you're paying for this. And I'm like, does he not have the money even though the parents are still married, right? They just live separately.
I would love to know more about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And it was just like, even when she was saying, she's like, your house is so big, you don't need to be here. You should move into a condo. And I'm like, hi, how about we hook up Barry with Marge Sr.?
No, but he's married.
Oh, that's right. But I mean, like, they could be friends, like, in her new apartment complex.
What about Noni and Marge Sr.? No, and Marge Sr.
No, they're too different. As Dolores would say, they're too different.
God.
They are.
We gotta get Nono a girl.
Yeah. Who would be good for Nono? Maybe we could, like, put some options up there, like, tomorrow. Like, like, Nono needs a Noni. Or Nona?
Mama D.
No.
I'm just trying to think of older people.
Pat?
Like Tinsley's
Pat Alschul?
No. Definitely not Pat.
No. We'll figure it out. We'll think about it. We'll think about it. I mean, honestly, just Dorinda. Like, SNL and Nono. They made it nice. And Andy Samberg was there too. An octopus.
Well, actually, Nono and Melissa's mom flirt.
That's right. It's so funny to see, like, Melissa with her sisters and her mom.
I like that.
I do too, but it's like, I guess I didn't realize she was so much younger. 10 and 12 years younger than her sisters.
And she also looks really different. It's like, was it the same dad?
Well, you know, she has another sister out there. It's not Teresa, right. Her sister-in-law, so.
They really fell off that storyline.
Yeah, instead she's like, I'm going to get pregnant. Like, no.
I love how they were like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, you're not going to do that. Like, what? And I don't think, honestly, I don't think Melissa, like, I got to say, I don't think Melissa would want to ruin her body.
No. That body's right? A temple.
Like,
that body is a wonderland.
Yeah.
Your body is a wonderland. Do you think Joe Gorga sings that to her?
Yeah, he's in the bedroom. He's like, and then go in the kitchen and make me a sandwich. But then come back in here, I'll teach you how to work in the bedroom.
He, like, Channing Tatum's the shit out of her.
What
he's
does
like,
that
yo, honey, let's do it.
He Magic Mikes her?
Yeah. What did I say?
Yeah. No, Channing Tatum plays Magic Mike. Yeah. Okay. No, I just didn't know what you meant by Channing Tatum. Is that a sex move?
Have you gone to a wedding where they played that song?
No.
Freaky stuff starts to happen.
Please continue.
No, like, my friend, I didn't think she had it in her. She, like, started, like doing a strip tease at the wedding for her husband. I was like, whoa, girl. I mean, good for you.
What are the grandparents doing there?
That's why I was like, good for you.
She's like, you're like, and then it became a flash mob, and grandma and grandpa came out, and they, too, started stripping.
No, like, there was, like, a chair. It was.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was not planned.
What?
No.
Was this at the end of the night? Like, everybody was dancing, or, like, everybody was like, this was the first dance?
No, everyone was dancing.
Okay. I was, like, thinking this was, like, some performance piece. Like, you guys, as a gift for my husband, I thought it would be really great to do an interpretive dance to Genuine Pony.
I bet people have some freaky videos from those at weddings.
Oh, I'm like, I don't want to see the freaky videos.
Send them our way.
No. Just send them to Mary. Just send them to Mary. I'm good. Okay, so let's talk about the party. Marge is hosting a party is it the 25th anniversary of her company?
20th.
20th. I thought it was funny when she was like, Joe, did you tell him that it's cocktail attire? And he's like, yeah, but I don't even know. I don't really know what that is.
they're such a cute little couple. Like, she's like, I didn't even thank you, but I love you.
They're so in love. And yeah. He's clearly so much more in love with her, though. Like, I think it's a mutual love. But, you know, my grandma always said, be with somebody who loves you more than you love them.
Yeah, I agree.
And Marge is with somebody that loves her. I also, though, was like, where's Jan? Why wasn't he there? They seem supportive of each other still.
Oh, maybe. Well, Brett was.
Brett was there. That's true. Okay.
And they were all living on their caviar dreams on a tuna fish budget.
Yeah. And then, you know, Jennifer's like, what kind of party is this? Just kidding. She's like, tuna fish? No. No, don't put that tuna fish on a piece of pizza.
That sounds disgusting.
I was just thinking like serving.
No, I get it. Yeah. You know who was a big hit this episode?
Who?
Marlena. Marlene?
Marlene.
She was dancing with everybody.
She's okay, so then also at the end of the episode, they kind of like pan up at the party, and this space is so tiny.
Actually, it was kind of hard to hear. You were picking up a lot of background noise. Mm-hmm. I noticed that throughout the episode. I was like, ooh.
But like Melissa came in like... Okay, Melissa was like, I don't want to talk to Jennifer. She better not see me. And then Jennifer walks by her. She's like, you're not even going to say hi to me? Like, in her talking, I was like, you're not even going to say hi and apologize to me? Don't stick her near me.
Well, like, this is Jennifer's downfall right now. She goes up to Jackie to apologize. And Jackie's just, like, not really taking it. And I love what Jackie said to her husband, like, right before. She's like, I don't know how her husband tolerates her. Like, I think that's why he works so much. And that's why, and then she spends it all. It was like, ooh, that's going to come out of the reunion.
Mm-hmm. She's like, you don't think my kid's going to be successful in 30 years? Guys,
I'm over Jennifer.
Oh, okay. I don't want to put it out there, but I just think it's interesting that they only have sex once a month. And there's a hot nanny. I'm not wishing it. It's interesting.
I don't know what the sex once a month thing is.
Jennifer and her husband only have sex once a month. Because I feel like he's getting it somewhere else.
I don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything. This is just all speculation. Nothing. There's no truth to this. It's just
I do think she might be sexually frustrated. I think Joe Gorga hit the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't have said it to his face, though.
Do we think
at some... for confessional talk only.
Yeah. Do we think at some point, though, at some trip, like, they're going to gift her a vibrator?
Well, will that happen in the Jersey Shore? I know the doctor gets wasted in the Jersey Shore and they have to, like, carry him out of a car. And
what?
I saw that on a preview. And I also wonder who's going to come, Dr. David or Frank?
Frank. But also, I think it's interesting, too, though, that...
I love that the men are
Therese coming. Is the only one who won't be bringing a plus one unless the pool boy comes.
Oh.
Boy, we know that's not happening. But so maybe Dolores doesn't bring anyone.
No, Frank comes.
For sure.
It's Frank, Joe.
Probably another Joe.
Yeah.
If your name's Joe, you can come.
Well, we have Joe Gorga, Joe Giudice.
Joe Giudice is in ICE.
No, but no, just like all the Joes in the show. What's Marge's Joe's last name?
Joe Marge Jr. Joe Construction. I don't know. Yep, there's that. There's another Joe at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're missing some Joes.
What was the Wakili? No, he wasn't a Joe. Frank? No, he wasn't a Frank. Rich.
I can't Rich wait Wakili. For prom. I love how Joe Gorga was like asking Gia, like, oh, so do you like him? She's like, I like him as a person. And Nono thinks he's too thick.
But Nono's like, too thick with two C's. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. She's like, they're like, okay, bye.
I go do my stuff. Bye.
Okay, so what drama do you think is going to happen on the shore?
Well, this Jennifer not sleeping with her husband.
Yeah.
And
And Melissa and Jennifer are going to go at it again.
Yeah. And Jackie. So it's kind of like everyone, nobody likes Jennifer right now. Jennifer's on the outs.
It's so funny.
And her husband doesn't sleep with her. Like, she's done.
But it's so funny because I think Jennifer is also, though, giving us what we love in a housewife. And not like, not Ramona standards where you're just like, you're a goddamn monster, but you're a monster. Like, she's giving us to where she's so annoying, but yet weirdly captivating to watch. Like, you don't root for her. I still root for her.
I loved her asking Jackie about the money.
Right. Like, she's just so.
She's like, very out there. Opinionated.
Yeah, and I think that's, like, those are, like, good housewives because they're so polarizing for us. Like, they're not, like, she's not, like, manipulative and vindictive like Tamra was, where you're like, oh, my God, I cannot watch this because you're just so mean-spirited. Like, Jennifer's just, like, I mean, honestly, it's not even to be rude, but, like, she's not that smart.
Right.
So it's, like, she's technically harmless. Well, it's almost like
Jackie's too smart against her.
Right.
With her words.
Right.
I mean, like, and that's why Jennifer throws butter knives and plates.
She just wants to get their attention. It's just to get the attention. I mean, I'm excited for next week, though. I agree. Jersey is giving to me, and it's interesting. Like you said, we said last week, like, they're already taping the reunion. It's over. So, like, we probably only have, what, 3 episodes left, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
We have the Italy trip.
So, no, this is what I bet. I bet next week we're in the shore, then we go over to Italy, like, I'll build up one, and then Italy's finale. Oh, and then it goes into...
Do you think Italy is a finale where it's to be continued? We get a couple episodes spinoff?
No.
I think we do.
I would love that, but they would already advertise that.
No, like No. Bravo could literally drop today that we're getting a new Housewives franchise tomorrow, and we'd all cancel our plans and show up.
But they drop it so early.
I just don't think that I don't think we have enough time.
Okay.
I mean, maybe it just seems like we don't have enough time. Like, maybe we get 2 nights.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like we get a little bit of them going to Italy, but then we.
I would love a 2-night special. That would do it for me.
Like, please give us the spinoff we need. And then the second spinoff is Joe and Melania take on Italy.
Oh.
And we just see the two of them together, just like having fun, learning stuff.
Sweet little Melania.
Oh, bless her. Well, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I think that is all.
Well, it's been a fun time with you today.
I know. Sorry, I was a little feisty in the beginning.
What you were?
I feel like worried? I was.
Oh,
I felt like a little fire.
I loved it. I love when Mary's got the fire in her.
I don't passion, know if that was fire.
A passionate Mary for us is a good Mary. Mary, we would like to marry that Mary.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 5 stars only, guys.
Bye.
Bye.